Well, maybe you should get into our next spot.
Well, I used to have nicer slacks for work. I want to kind of go back in that direction again. Okay. It's all right. I'm fine. Yeah. Okay. I'm here to serve you. No, no. I'm perfectly strong. It's out of church's hands now. It's out of the church's hands now. They're not in charge of that. I need to call. I need to contact the shipper. Okay. I'm sorry. This is funny. This isn't protecting you from anything.
I know.
It's like I said, you want to be on a certain side. That's okay. It's just not about protection. It's about something else. I have no idea what it is.
If you were on that side of the street, you'd be on the side system.
Well, there it is. We should do that. What is all this stuff with these cars? What are they doing? What are they doing? Is this an obstacle course?
I don't know.
Pokemon Go gone wild or something? Sure. Yeah, no. That's not tough. I went to the bathroom.
That's
what brought up the whole thing about, Sam, go clean your toilet. You don't have anything. I didn't say you don't have anything better to do. But I said, between you doing this and this, I know. I'm trying to spin it better.
Do you think that yesterday, Sunday, he told me that on Monday he was planning to work on his job course stuff.
There's no point doing it on Monday.
I doubt seriously
it was
he even made an assumption.
Right. Well, he just tells you stuff to get you off his back.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. I'm going to still do it. March the 5th. Go down. And if he hasn't gotten another commitment in place, I'm gonna get him signed up for the military. Branch of his choice.
When Dwayne found out how much he was in place, he's like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. See, because now she's gotten to the point to where money is important. From the whole standpoint of money gives you choices.
Yeah.
You know, right now, Brenna has no choices. She gets to do exactly what she's doing because she sold what she could have used to make money and make choices to guarantee herself stuff.
And she's earning $400 a month.
That's true.
But she doesn't spend it.
Yeah, I know. She packed away. That's not bad. That means one day she's going to be able to walk away from there.
Yeah.
And do something else. Anyway, so, yeah. No, I don't know. So, yes. I've got kind of a military feel about this. That I'm kind of a sergeant major sort of a guy. But that's what the Lord's got me doing. You know? High priests tend to be officers. And I'm that weird, like, chief master sergeant of the Air Force. Trust me. If a colonel came up to me and got into my face, it's like, excuse me? Who do you think you're talking to? Not Not that it's like that exactly, of course. But, you know, I'm not some private. You know, I'm not some airman. He said, now, I'm a working man. You know, I don't sit in some office and do direction. I said, I have totally respect those people. I have training in that. I've got a master's degree. I got just as much education as many of you do. More sometimes. He says, but yeah. You go, it's all kind of in attitude. And it's all in what you're down to doing. I'm about getting the root work of the church done. You know. On the officer side, it's about posturing. It's about going to meetings. It's about, you know, taking care of larger operational needs and stuff like that. Kind of like the difference. Well, okay. Kind of like the difference between Jack O'Neill as a colonel and Jack O'Neill as a general.
Yeah.
Totally different thing, right?
Yeah.
And you're going, yeah. He hated being the guy who had to sit there and watch people doing it and supervise people doing it. He liked being the guy that was doing it. No, man. You were awfully nice to me because I wouldn't put up with me for a second. I would slap them so hard they wouldn't even see tomorrow. Anyway, so yeah, it's kind of like that. And you go, here's what's funny. This is, you know, be a military officer. You had to have gone to college, and I'm sorry, I don't think Jack O'Neill ever having gone to college, so he could qualify to be an officer. I think he's the weirdest.
Can't you go to officer school, though?
Yeah, you can go to officer training school, but you don't give any impression that he did. That's why he's such a funny version of it.
Well, we really don't know what he'd be like before he came to college.
That's true. But he just gives off the odor of an enlisted man and of being, you know, a chief master sergeant. Getting things done. You listen to what I say. This is what you do. It really smells of that. It's like, how come all these people are officers? Instead of a squad like his? There would be one officer, low grade, you know, telling people what to do. By the time he's a colonel, he's sitting in a freaking chair in charge of this and this and this. It says he hasn't seen, you know, he hasn't seen any action in 12 years. Come on. So, yeah, it was almost kind of, what are you talking about? It's because officers don't do things that translate well over to cool shows. Yeah. The whole thing about the Air Force doing this, I said, this is, number one, this is such misplacement. It's disgusting. He's doing all this stuff, and then all of a sudden, he's like this hotshot pilot, and you're going, what? Maybe? What? Anyway, I always thought the thing was kind of you. And when those guys say, oh, the Navy's got it in that Continuum movie, I said, good, they finally said the obvious thing. This is obviously a naval thing. Especially when it got down to having these big old spaceships up in space going from here to there. This is not how the Air Force operates. The Navy operates like that. They know how to do this stuff. Air Force didn't have a freaking clue. They're small, tiny crew aircraft people. That's what the Air Force is. Anyway, so yeah. So, I see myself as a sergeant major going out and doing it. You know? I said, somebody comes into my office and starts laying crap in front of me, I'd be the first one to say, grow up. You just gotta go and do it. Because I'm here to help you, though. They're going, no, he isn't nice enough. I said, yeah, you guys need a therapist. It's not me. I thought about going to school to be a therapist once upon a time, but no. Because I can do it a little. But when it comes down to it, I'd be the person to say, I'm sorry. Would I make a good judge? I think I'd make a great judge. I think I'd be awesome. Because I think people need to feel the weight of their actions. Mm-hmm. I said, the worst thing is most people have this weird idea about Jesus Christ and about Heavenly Father. And you go, they're going to be straight with you.
And I teamed up in yesterday.
Yeah?
About the talk.
Yeah.
The branch president.
He didn't think anything of it.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I would say, I didn't take the sacrament. You know? And they went, well, you need the sacrament. But what's this for?
You go, I'm doing something wrong.
Don't think it. And normally, hello.
Yeah. You know, I just went wrong. Yeah. See, they are going to do it that way. Oh.
You want to cover it.
Yeah. But it's not noticeable. It's cute, but not very. I think the final sign was done better. Anyway, it's okay.
Except they would have had to replace it all the time.
Yeah, but
from
that's...
either the wind carrying it or the sun.
But that's the whole point. You want it to change on a regular basis. The modern person doesn't want static stuff. They want things that change. Yeah? In a world that flashes at you and does this and does that and yesterday's news, you don't even remember it a week later because of all the flashiness of the next stuff that comes up. And I could make a metaphor about that, maybe even a poignant one, about the fact that college needs to teach you how to see the long view.
Okay.
We're good. Should we continue on?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, sorry, get off on another thing. Yeah, so I figured out that I've got more of a temperament of a sergeant major. Of a guy that kind of gets in your face and says, this is what you've got to do. This is what God expects of you. And when it comes down to it, you know, I said, well, we'll make him a bishop, but I wouldn't want to be in his ward. And you go, I think I can warp myself around a role for which I'm probably not very well suited. Everybody else seems to.
I know.
Yeah, but it will probably be quiet. It'll probably say, you're virtue signaling to me. you're giving me a bunch of rationalizations for why you shouldn't have to change. And you go, you just need to change. And if it's of a serious nature, yeah. you're gonna be on some kind of probation. Or this fellowship. People will probably say, man, this Nimro doesn't, we don't hardly see him for the fact that he's constantly in court. It seems like this whole war has half been won in this fellowship. And you go, and then I'm having people recommend. And you go, well, number one, you got to be a full-time player. Are you really a full-time player? And you go, I'm not going to sit here and define it for you. The only definition we have is what's out there. It's a
you
really lived off the $10,000?
$13,000.
Yeah.
For your family?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but is that, I said now, you know, I said some people take it from girls, some people take it from that, heck, some people take it from what little they take out of the company if they're self-employed, and you go, that is one fungible number. It's just, so I'm not going to sit here and do it, but I'm going to give you a good hard look and say, are you really a full-time payer? Or have you just been taught that that's the right thing to say? I would say almost everybody around me would say, Nimro, you take this way too far. You and your wife have gone nuts. How can you possibly live? And you go, maybe that's exactly why people who make less than we do live much more opulent lifestyles than we do. I don't know. Yeah. I can look things up. I'll look it up right in front of you. It says, here's how much tithing you paid. Is that honest?
Probably no offerings, right?
Yeah, you can see, yeah, there's no offerings here. And you go, now, that's not one of the requirements of having temple recommended the offering. I know. So our purpose is to get to exaltation. That's the point of this organization. I'm not going to tell you that if you're not interested in that, you shouldn't be here. It's tempting, but I'm not going to. But if you feel like this church isn't fulfilling your needs, it said, be sure that you know that it's probably not even designed to. If you're not interested in exaltation, then I'm not surprised if you wander off from this church. I'm not going to kill myself trying to bring you back, particularly. If the door is always open. People will come to your house and invite you. You go, your obligation to be nice to them. So you made a commitment with God here. We're God's servants, and we're trying to do, we're trying to accomplish God's work here, and you said you wanted it. If you don't want it, I'll be happy to take your letter saying get my name off the records of the church, but I'm not encouraging you to do that. I'd rather you keep your commitments.
It's a massive cop out
just to say, well, I don't want anything to do with this. That's your choice. But it's low. It's pathetic. God's giving you this amazing opportunity. Says, yeah, do I sound like a sergeant major in some movie? Yeah. I'm here trying to make you strive. You don't like it. It's like, Josh, you're in the wrong place. Why'd you join the Army? We're trying to accomplish something. I think we pay you rather handsomely. I think we give you an ocean of amazing benefits both during and after your service. You're going to pitch a little spit while you're in here? Because when your next stint is up, you can make the decision if you're going to remain or if you're going to leave. No repercussions, nothing like that. Now, you won't get the nice retirement stuff, sorry. That has to do with being able to go the distance. Sometimes after we've known you for 4 or 5 years, we don't invite you. That's what happened to Dad. The Air Force didn't want him back. Basically showed him the door and said, thank you for your service. Have a nice day. What? I'm not going to get an incentive to stay in? And you go, not in your case, not Oh, no. And you go, it's just like that, too. I said, why am I going to bend over backwards to try to get you to come back to church if you really don't want to go? Or if you really don't present yourself as an opportunity. Now, we're not going to all of a sudden say you don't have a baptism anymore. You have to go through a very detailed and kind of obnoxious process to get all this stuff taken away. We do it that way on purpose. Because it's not going to be an easy thing for you to come back. Funny, I don't think that's actually true anymore. I think it's really simple to come back. There you go, and that's okay. That's not a problem either. Gives a chance to tell you about the seriousness of being baptized. You've made a commitment with God. Do you have any intention on any level at all to ever keep that thing? I'm sorry. I am. I'm hard about it. I was always hard with myself, but I was headed to be nice to the people. I'm getting to the point where I'm not really being nice to the people. Because it's serious. And it's like, yeah, boy, if they make me the presiding bishop of the church. And I go, you brethren, you're the missionary. Everything's beautiful, marvelous, and all that. I feel bad when you guys have to lay down the law sometimes. That kind of bothers me. The presiding bishop should be your stick. He should be your freaking club. He should be the guy going out and going, guys, we are better. I love you.
I see you. You got your lunch, right?
Yeah. I know, Lisa. You think I'm going to go to hell. It's okay. Yeah, I know. You never said it publicly. I appreciate that. Sorry. I know. I've got two minutes. Yeah. Have a great day. See you tonight. Bye. a bad person. I didn't look at any of my emails. Well, maybe I looked at you think he did? I know the shares went batty. I don't know. Also, it was only people in some circumstances. I feel. When that work connection, then it behaves better. Really? God, man. Triple whammy. But nothing in Banner, huh? Nobody said anything yet. I would imagine that this morning will be full of, oh, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do this. It's like, you start the computer. Yeah, oh, look, it's fixed, yeah. But they did some stuff. Not surprising that things are going to echo a little bad today. I might just do it preemptively myself. Just to get ahead of it. Knowing that mine probably isn't going to behave just as poorly as anybody else's might. Cool. Was it good for anything for you? Did you do anything exciting? I did. I beat my head up against the brick wall. Well, all I did. Yeah. We got that little HP95LX, that little itty bitty, like the first little palm top computer with the keyboard and the little screen and all that. I've been trying to get any of my computers to, it uses these old timey PCM CIA static RAM card as kind of a hard drive replacement. And nothing can read those. I mean, you can plug them into a nice laptop and it'll say, hey, look, I got something here. Ooh, I'll put some drivers in for it. Hey, it should work now. And then it doesn't work. And it's like, we go on the internet and they all say, yeah, unless you've got like Windows 95. Nobody's really worried about making those things work since Windows 95, so I was trying desperately to get this laptop to behave kind of like it was a Windows 95 box, just enough to get this thing done. The function I'd love to have. And, yep, beat my head against the brick wall. Muy, muy fun. Oh, yeah, the whole thing is Tuesday. Is that it so far? My imagine I'll just be cleaning up. Seems like every day we get an extra day off, there's cleanup to do. I don't know why exactly. Why another 24-hour period creates so much havoc, but apparently it does. I think my big thing is getting the transcript. Sure I get that. Tired of messing with it. So having your key card already. I don't know if there's some wonderful way to make me productive for a long time. Well, it's hard to trust.